Therefore, because of Sveika Diem, they want what they was on to, therefore they kept 2 days. Nowadays, Hillel made a calendar, and basically, Shtelavak when Yantav is, and now we know when Yantav is, so that's something that should be no reason to keep Yantav shining. The more says, the reason why we keep Yantav shining is this minute of the same day. That's being that was a minute, so we're like the minute Adiyom is at. Some Sefer writes that this man, Mashiach, is going to come. It's going to get very, very big. And we're going to have the same problem again. How we can be able to figure out when Yontav is. Because it's going to be so, so, so big. And therefore, when Shia comes, we're also going to be back to the same problem of people not knowing about it. And it's, you know, it's something which you mentioned Shia because it's going to be in the Gea. So, the Yashu Shom Azam and the Summer of Sabine on Yontav Shani like, should be more fast in this. Because like, nowadays, it's a little bit. Right, send a text, right? If and once, whatever, everyone will know in 2 minutes, right? You know, call people up. So Shlomo Zalman said, Shemafarsimet, then Mashiach comes with Mavar, like what? Whatever. So there is a plan, there's maybe that they used to, in Mikasa Chedis, and then send the more Russian Mizan used to send by, they used to do a fire system. From one mountain to the next mountain, he's to take a fire and wave it, and like get it from the next mountain, sees a piece of soy, there are reasons to do that. So it could be that's the way it's gonna have to go. And maybe we'll be in a Gea. Okay, Moshiach comes, will help us figure out these type of issues. Fine. So, the Gea Yom Tov Sheni. So, the Shaila really is in terms of whiskey, Yom Tov Sheni, you guys are Bacha, you're married, eh? Married, okay. In terms of whiskey, Yom Tov Sheni, so the luck is that if you're planning on going back, keep 1 day, you guys planning on going back? Daiti Latzer, keep 1 day. If you ain't Daiti Latzer, plan staying, keep 2 days. The big trick is what about when you're in between? You're not sure if you're staying, you're going, oh no. You're not Daiti Latzer, you're not ain't Daiti Latzer. The question is what happens in that type of situation. So you know, that's the big difference in like different sukkim. Like sometimes we hear people like get 1 day right away, some people don't. But personally, I passing that is a decent sign that you might stay. If you have a real suffix, then maybe you'll stay. So then already you get a dinner.
You
have to
last after 5 years, that's considered
that the last. Yeah, if they're going back, that's these, you know, possibly maybe gonna stay, and that's called ain't that they last, and then you'll be able to keep 1 day. And the other Shani says you're not being mazalzes in Yom Tov Sheni, which Agav, this is an interesting guy, and he says, "Vopshani Yom Tov Sheni and Rosh Hashanah. How's it work? When's Kadosh Baruch Hu judging you?" The guy says the first day. What's happening the second day? Judgment's finished, so then what's happening? So there's a going which says that Chazal Masaki and Tushen, the Yesu Ibanish, we could also dan people on the second day. And the going says, being that it's not a din mishpah midderais, it's not midderabana, it's more easy to be Zeicha within the Tushen more than the Rishon. I don't remember. Well, Shiva Seiki said, okay. Also, from Migdan, Dinei Kasha, Dinei Rafa, you know, two types of Dinei, but fine. So, the Yeshua Mazamik, you take on Yom Tov Sheni, you want to go to Pesach, you hop onto a bus. It's like, what are you doing already? Entering in Malacha. And is any Yeshua taking a bus on Yom Tov Sheni? So, he said that trying to zilzil Yom Tov, this is always zilzil Yom Tov, is a chomer to chomer take a thing. And Avada taking a bus, something which.
Wow,
well, what about it? What, because it's music, you mean?
Yeah,
it's awesome. What, because it's music,
it's
the Kavod Yantav, sometimes. But, it's the Kavod Yantav. Fine, so there are a couple of halachas with Yantav Sheni, the Markal, Yantav Rishon, but that everything's the same, and it's a couple of halachas with Markal. One is refuah, taking medication. So halacha is that you're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos and Yantav Rishon, unless somebody's a chuyla shem v'sakana. What's to get the chuyla shem v'sakana? That's if somebody's nafal mishka, but you're sick, that you're lying down, that's the get of chuyla shem v'sakana, that you're allowed to take medication. Not you're allowed to take medication, you have to take medication. You can be machmer not to take refuah if you're not feeling well, because it's a bit of winding shots. Yantav Sheni is more kal, not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the same dina, but regular Yantav Sheni is more kal, that even if you have a mechash ba'alma, it's not so bad, a little bit uncomfortable, it's more to take medication. In other words, the gezeir shikas ha'amanim, and Yom Tov Sheni, if there's any amount of a person that's not feeling well, There's no problem on taking aspirin, taking Tylenol. That's going to be totally the same.
And someone else
is doing Malkavim? I forgot that in a second. Okay, I'm doing Malkavim, someone else as well. So, is it a Malkavim thing that I can do Malkavim or not? Malkavim or not? They say the Shaila is, I'm being no Yantar Shani. So, is it something like early Shabbos? Let's have Makabal Shabbos. You're not Makabal Shabbos. So, I'm not raising Makabal Yadayim says, I could ask you to do Malacha. Why? For you, it's not Shabbos. So, and I'm asking if you, it's not Shabbos. Therefore, there's no problem asking if you do Malacha. But Yom Kippur, there's a Malacha that there were places they know whether when Yom Kippur was. He's keep 2 days in Kippur. Somebody who's not keeping 2 days in Kippur, he can't ask somebody who doesn't keep 2 days in Kippur to do Malacha. What's the reason why? Because being that I hold me suffic after being machmer, so I hold yourself to be machmer if I'm not asking to do Malacha. So now the question is, what's the gather of Yom Tov Sheni? Here's the gather of Sheni is that I look at Israel as they're allowed to keep 1 day, or in my world, since there was a suffic after Dan as Yom Tov, so therefore I have to reckon with everything else Dini Yom Tov. You know, that's the set of machlekes. Because what comes at the end of the day is that if you ask a goy,
why is it a suffix? Why is it a suffix?
Because the reason why they kept 2 days on there was because it's a suffix.
Not
a suffix. No. But,
it's not a suffix.
No, so B'nai Chutzaretz had to keep it mitam suffix. Now, what's the gather of the takana? The gather of the takana was like, since it's a suffix, he has to be sachas as yontiv. He doesn't get a suffix, right? He doesn't say everything you get brachas, it's a suffix brachas, right? There's a takana vade to keep yontiv. So chilek amai and hog as yontiv is to look at as yontiv. So,
for yourself.
What?
For yourself, why for everybody else? Aren't Israeli awesome?
What? No, since in my world, in other words, let's say it is a suffix that when the takana was, and I have to look at it as yontif. Because it's a big machlokes, and the end of the day, it comes out basically that if you're asking a Israeli, it's similar to Amir Lanachri. If you're asking a goy to do a melacha d'araisa, so then. I mean, then B'derek HaMir Nachri is Aser if he's asking to do Melech HaDeraisa. If he's asking a goy to do Melech HaDerabanan, so Shush, Melech HaSarif, Melech HaMitzvah, all those things are going to all over.
So you can't tell him to turn on their condition?
So we can start in a second. Therefore, the Israeli has din of a goy. So therefore, anything which is HaDerabanan is Mutter, Melech HaSarif, Simch HaZantiv, and things like that. So most things on Yantiv are HaDerabanan. Turning on Alvin. It's Darbanan. Havar is Matura, the only Shaila is Asmaileish, that's Darbanan. Kind of everything is Darbanan. Maybe laundry is Daraisa, bidding is Daraisa, but most, kind of everything is Darbanan. Light on, light off, all those things are going to be Darbanan. It's Vaitra. It has to be Makam Sarach. It has to be Shoshu Shoshu Makam Sarach. But, therefore, most things end up being Matur. Remez is always Matur Agav.
Is it Isra
Nana? What?
Is it Isra
Nana? No, no Isra Nana. They're not Makam Nana, and Remez is also Matur. What? Yantif
Sheni,
Yantif Sheni? Yeah, Yantif Sheni would be us, sir, to ask a guy around. But Yantif Sheni, Rav Shem Zamsa, when I'm at the Chiddush of Enena, is a Chumra, therefore Ramez is going to be Mekal.
You're going to
and what? And, yeah, Ramez is Mutter. Yeah, Ramez is going to be Mutter, and Amir is Mutter, anything which is Darabana, which is like, a lot of things are going to be Darabana, fine. In terms of, davening b'tzibur. Can somebody daven with a? Can a ben aritzol daven with a ben chutzarts or ben chutzarts daven ben aritzol? Or use a tefillah b'tzibur or not? So both of the Yashar and Mishnah Zama will make for a ben chutzarts to daven meir with a ben aritzol the gaminion, because betzim the Gemara says you should make eighteen brachas on Shabbos Yantiv. We don't do ben aritzol. The betzim we have sheiches to making 18 brachas. If you start making brachas after chayin, you're supposed to finish the bracha. On Shabbos and Yantiv. Therefore, they both say it's Ksid Tfilah B'Tzibur, since you shaykh to their batsim to their Tfilah, it'll be Ksid Tfilah B'Tzibur. All Tfilahs, I'm saying. It's not so Yantiv Dik, but you want to know, it's Tfilah B'Tzibur, technically you would be
Yantiv.
Okay. The other way around, they get a Nusach. The other way around, Pashtus is the other way around is being machlokes. So Benayit Zog, not being chutzarts, being that he's not shneich to that some tefila. You know, that's a big machlokes whether it's mutter to do or not. There's all needed in terms of we just spoke out before about a Benayit Zog cooking for you, doing malacha for you. Can you do malacha for a Benayit Zog? you're cooking, you're not cooking yantiv for tachiyon tiv kol amayit. So there's a whole need in akhwenu. When I'm cooking for a ben Eretz Yisrael, maybe that's like cooking for yantiv for kol amayit, and therefore that bishul should be also. So the zaman tak was machma that you shouldn't do no, you shouldn't do extra malachi. You can do it in one pot, be sure. Yeah, like cooking, you're not cooking. It's, I have to do bishul fiyantiv. It's not bishul fiyantiv. It's bishul. Nice of Yashiv and I'd see the Mekel. They're like, Yashiv is like one of your Tzarechantiv that you know, all your guests and your friends should be happy. It's like a Chiluk Tzarechantiv, and the, you know, therefore Yashiv was. Yashiv was Mekel. So what time is it? Okay.
If you guys not
Shabbos,
you can't cook for
Mekel. You can't do Bishul for Mamar. Mamar is a problem. Bishul for a guy is also an Yantiv, and Bishul for Mamar also is also an Yantiv.
If he's your guest,
he's a mummer, yeah, it's a big problem. You have to do everything in one pot, and be sure we can't cook a schnitzel, it's a separate malacha. Can't make a person a coffee and tea. Another mummer is a very big problem. Bishul for a mummer. Only on yantiv. You only do bishul, that's good. From mincha ketanan on, is a mitzvah of mavchir not to be kaveh suta, so they get yavshah shudas, and they get washing. You know, there's a mitzvah mochah that you shouldn't, from mincha ketanan on, you shouldn't do malacha. Now, doing malacha one day to the other day is going to be aser. The two things are aser, doing malacha one day to the other day, and also achana, preparing one day for the other day is aser. You're not allowed. So, shayla is, let's say somebody has a chal which is frozen, and if you don't take it out, it's not going to defrost, or somebody has a soup which is frozen, or the meat. Are you allowed to do hachana b'makom tzeirach? Which hachana is very negeh. Like sometimes people are going from one place. Let's say they're eating first day. Let's say they're dining in one place, and let's say they're walking to Iron Roof or something for the second days. So they bring, they carry stuff from wherever they're going to Iron Roof. That's b'kam hachana. Hachana one of the other days is going to be awesome. So Chayadim says that if it's b'makom mitzvah and you do it early in the day, b'makom tzeirach you can make them. So therefore, if you want to take out a soup out of the fridge, it's Monka Mitzvah, won't be ready. Could be frozen. So you can take out, be boiling my habit, take out 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And being that it's Monka Mitzvah, and it's early in the day, so therefore it's considered, therefore one day maker. But close to Yantar Sheni, then that definitely is going to be aser. But these everything. It's doing Malacha one day to the other day, and doing Hachana. We're not talking about Hachana. Malacha is always aser. You can't cook for one day to the other day. You can't do Malacha for one day to the other day. That's going to be aser. The only thing we're talking about is Hachana. Be matriach, putting your sword in the fridge, same type of thing. If you do it early in the day, b'makom tzarich, then it's going to be mutter, otherwise, a nice effect. What? Karen,
that is malach.
Karen is malach, yeah, because the Karen is then that's going to. And that's why. Okay, we can stop here because of the Shiva Shmuz.